Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 32 is coming up. Everybody, welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate and showcase the best blues music being made right here in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. Well, it's show number 32, and those of you who follow the show closely know that I kind of missed a show last week. I posted a note on the website saying I was going to be out of town, and I'm back now, and I've been back for a few days, but I've actually been waiting to do the show because I thought I might be able to shake this cold before actually putting the show together. That hasn't happened. I still have this cold, and you can probably hear it, and so this is probably a good show to let the music do the talking for us. What do you say? I think we'll do just that and make our critic fan over there in London happier. I won't sound as though I have a personality disorder. I'll just let you listen to some music. And we're going to start, actually, before the music, we're going to mention one thing, and that is a big congratulations and well wishes and all that stuff to Curtis Salgado, who got his liver transplant, and it would be, it's a couple weeks now, I think, or it's at least a week, I think. So he's in Omaha, Nebraska, post-surgery, and he's staying there for a while they watch, keep an eye on him and make sure there's no rejection, any other complications. But the news is very good. He got a good liver, and the operation went very smoothly. And so that's great news for everybody, and we hope he's making some noise again really soon. So we look forward to that. Congratulations, Curtis. We're going to start off with some music, like I said, and we have one of those notable Portland residents, a sort of recent transplant to Portland, an illustrious blues drummer named Jimmy Bott. And those of you who are close fans of the blues will know the name. Though he's not been a band leader, he's typical for many drummers. He has toiled behind the drums there and just propelled things along in a very amazing fashion in Jimmy's case. But he has spent time with Mark Hummel, with Rod Piazza. He was in his band for 10 years, and also with the Fabulous Thunderbirds for another 10 years. So he's paid his dues. He's obviously got the chops. And at some point, I actually don't know the exact time frame, but he relocated to right here to Portland and settled down here. It's a couple of years at least, and it's maybe a little more than that. In that time, he's continued to play with the Thunderbirds and gone out on the road with them, but also when he's back in town, he doesn't just lay low. He's been playing around town with a lot of different people. And he has two recent CD releases that we're going to feature on today's show. And I'm going to start with the most recent one, which is called Bought and Paid For. It's really pretty much brand new, and it features Portland blues musicians, which of course causes me to hold it near and dear to my heart. There's some great musicians on this record, and some people you've heard before, including with this first tune. You're going to hear the amazing Suburban Slim, Phil Wagner, who currently plays with the Strange Tones, but also plays on his own as well. He's going to be playing guitar on this one, and Marco Savo on the bass, who's a great bass player, not too shabby a guitar player either. And then Jimmy Bott on the drums. This is a kind of a trio thing here. Neat up-tempo tune, and it was written by Phil Wagner, Suburban Slim. Here it is, Your Eyes Give You Away. Well, you want it to be over, baby. At least that's what you say. Say you don't love me, but your eyes, I'll give you away. You say you had enough, just want to be my friend. Well, I know, baby, I know this ain't the end. Well, your lips say you don't love me, but your eyes.
you say you don't love me, but you're right. You live away. Well, your lips, they say you don't love me, but you're right. Can't find no heaven, don't care where I go. I sure been looking for my heaven everywhere I go. I could just pick myself up off of this killing floor. I know I never let myself go back down no more. I never let myself, I promise I never let myself, I promise I never let myself go down. I can tell you one more. Thank you.
That's Alice Stewart and the Formerlys with a song from their double CD, Live at the Triple Door. That's Hard Time Killin' Floor. Some of you will remember that from show number 30, I played another song off this CD. That was Statesboro Blues. But since that time, it's interesting, every once in a while, kind of floating into my head will come that Hard Time Killin' Floor tune, just because I think it's so distinctive and such a unique take on that traditional tune. I really like what Alice and her band does with it. There's some outstanding guitar playing and very sort of introspective approach to the song. Great singing by Alice as well. And then, of course, before Alice Stewart and her band, you heard Jimmy Bott from his Bought and Paid For CD with the song Your Eyes Give You Away. Hope you enjoyed that. And later in the show, we'll come back to a couple more tunes by Jimmy and his friends. But that's a great way to start off the show. That's a highly recommended CD, and boy, does it give you a great taste of the amazing talent here in the area. Speaking of talent, and taking a kind of a different approach to the blues, we have a band that's been around for quite some time now. They call themselves the Eagle Ridin' Papas, and they do, you know, it's not quite jug band stuff because there isn't always a jug in their music, although it does pop up here and there. But it's, you know, they call it hokum, they call it acoustic, they call it roots, kind of blues stuff. It in a way, defies description, but it's very acoustic, very organic in nature. And these guys hold forth, certainly at the Mott Crest now and again, a bunch of other venues, certainly. And they have a CD out, and I wanted to play a tune from that CD to give you a taste of these guys. I won't say that I know exactly who the band leader is. One of the prominent folks in the band, though, is Johnny Ward, who's adept at harmonica, saxophone. He plays some slide guitar, acoustic guitar, and electric on this record. So he's certainly a driving force in the band. Also, there's Doug Marks doing a lot of the singing, guitar playing, and Klaus Almroth, who I hope I'm saying your name right, Klaus, who does a lot of everything. Some harmonica, some guitar, piano even. And then there's washboard, there's bass, there's all kinds of stuff. And it's all, I won't say all, because there's some down-tempo stuff, but it's very spirited music. And they do a great job with it. And so I want you to hear from the Eagle Ridin' Papas CD, this is Downtown Blues.
Come on down.
That's James Clem with his version of Robert Johnson's Traveling Riverside Blues. That comes from a CD that James is still referring to as a demo CD, the Black Cat Bone demos, but which I think may be ready for just a regular release. James tracked me down at a recent Cascade Blues Association meeting, said he had something for me, and it was a disc. You may remember that in a couple previous shows, I played tunes from James Clem's Black Cat Bone demos disc. But he told me that the CD he was giving me was re-recorded in some cases and with additional songs, and that he wanted me to have that. And so we had a very nice talk beyond just that, and it was good to chat with James a little bit. And so I wanted to feature something from his disc again and let you hear that James is definitely worth going out to hear. And I'm happy to be able to tell you that he has a couple dates coming up. Special ones for him because an old friend of his named Jeff Masters, who plays harmonica, is coming up from Los Angeles, and they're doing two gigs together. One is this Friday, a week from the night that I'm talking, October 20th at Holman's Bar and Grill. They'll be doing a live segment during Bradley Brenner's KMHD show. Then Saturday, October 21st, they'll be at the Urban Grind Pearl District playing some nice music in a large room there with lots of seating. Go to James's website for more information. It's jamesclem.com, and it'll be linked in the show notes. And, of course, before James, you heard the Eagle Riding Papas with a tune from their self-titled CD, and that was Downtown Blues. Hope you enjoyed that, and go out and hear these guys whenever you can. It's very high, like I said, high-spirited, good-time music, and you know, not much pretense there. I forgot to mention, too, that that Lauren Sheehan, who you've heard on the podcast before, plays with the Eagle Riding Papas and plays little mandolin and does some tasty stuff there. And she was even soloing, if I'm not mistaken, on that tune as well. Okay, we're going to return to Jimmy Bott now and go to a CD that was released just before the one that I played at the top of the show. This is a CD called Cheap Thrills, which Jimmy put together by collecting recordings from many different portions of his career, being on the road with Rod Piazza and his band, and with the Thunderbirds, with Mark Hummel, and he found these choice cuts in various places. Some of them were really low-tech recordings on a Walkman. Some of them were off the board at a live gig. Some of them, like the one I'm going to play for you. No, that's not true. some of them, like the one I'm going to play for you, done in the studio with the fabulous Thunderbirds. And this one is quite something. It's the O.V. Wright tune, I'd Rather Be Blind, Crippled, and Crazy. And just some great singing here by Kim Wilson. Of course, great drumming from Jimmy himself, and some nice guitar by Kirk Fletcher. And then after this tune, you'll hear one from his Bought and Paid For CD, again featuring Northwest Portland area blues musicians, including on vocals and harp, Paul DeLay. So first of all, here's Jimmy and the Thunderbirds with I'd Rather Be Blind, Crippled, and Crazy. My highs ain't so high.
But you know what? My lows are so doggone low. And I'm telling you one thing right now, before I let you back through that door, I'd rather be blind, crippled, and crazy somewhere, pushing up the day, and then to let you break my heart all over again.
Go.
All right, Jimmy Bott and friends there with Oh Baby, You Don't Have to Go. As I mentioned, Paul DeLay on harp and vocal. Suburban Slim, Phil Wagner playing guitar on the one side in the left channel, as Jimmy helpfully notes. And then Marco Savo playing guitar in the right channel. I mentioned that he's not only a bass player but also a guitarist, and you could hear his skill right there. Dave Call on bass. Dave is Paul DeLay's longtime bass player, and of course he's played with many other folks. And then Jimmy on the drums. Wonderful, tasty stuff there on a Jimmy Reed tune. And that comes, as I mentioned, from Jimmy Bott's Bought and Paid For record. And it was recorded live at Duff's Garage. I don't think I mentioned that, but it's apropos that I mention it now, because on November 3rd, Jimmy is going to be throwing a CD release party for this very CD, and he's going to be pulling together most, if not all, of the artists who perform on this one. He's going to have Paul DeLay there, Jim Wallace, Marco Savo, Suburban Slim, A.C. Porter, and he says maybe some other special guests, so it should be a great night. That's Duff's Garage on November 3rd. Get out there if you can. You'll hear this stuff played, you know, for real, live, and it's going to be, I'm sure, a real highlight. And then, let's see, the cut before that was from Jimmy's Cheap Thrills album. I kind of misspoke. I think I said something about it having been recorded in the studio. As you might have been able to tell, I was confusing it with a different tune that's on the same record. That was The Fabulous Thunderbirds recorded live, and what a great tune there. Can't get enough of Kim Wilson's singing, and then overall, what a great band. Let's see. Now, both of these CDs are available through CD Baby, and of course there'll be links in the show notes to where you can pick those up. And so I definitely recommend that, and I think you'll be hearing a little more from these two CDs in future shows. I want to say a real big thank you to Jimmy for being so kind to me and sending these CDs along and telling me a little bit about what's going on with him. Let's see. And again, now before I go, I mentioned the Cascade Blues Association meeting when I was talking about James Clem there, but something that I want to make sure I mention, even though the window of time may be rapidly closing whenever you actually hear this podcast, the Cascade Blues Association, the CBA, is celebrating their 20th anniversary, and they're doing that with a big, big shindig over at the Wonder Ballroom on Saturday night, the 14th, October 14th, which is, as I'm talking right now, it's tomorrow night. Who knows when it is for you who's listening to this right now, but if that hasn't happened yet, you've got to get over there and help the CBA celebrate this milestone anniversary. It's a big deal, and there'll be some big blues music to enjoy while you're there. People that you've heard on the show before, you will have Norman Sylvester and his band laying down some sweet blues R&B grooves, and the DK4, DK Stewart, along with Carlton Jackson, Don Campbell, and Peter Damon on guitar will be there, and the Rose City Kings. And the Rose City Kings will have a special guest with them, Jody Williams, from Chicago, playing guitar. This is a guy who's a blues veteran and has only recently sort of resumed playing music, come back on the scene in the last few years, and it's a real honor that he's going to be there. So it should be a great show, and I heartily recommend that you get out and see that. Wonder Ballroom, CBA 20th anniversary, October 14th. All right. And so, you know, that's kind of my pitch for the live music this weekend. Oh, but you know what? The same night, October 14th, the Cascade Blues Association's Blues in the Schools program is also having a fundraiser, and it's out at Sweet Home on Sandy restaurant. Go to the Cascade Blues Association site, cascadeblues.org, and you can learn all about this event. And there's going to be some amazing people there, folks that, again, you've heard on the show before. In fact, I believe Johnny Ward is going to be there. Let's see, I think, do I have a list here? Joe McMurrian's going to be there. Kinzel and Hyde, of course. Lee Blake, Lawrence Sheehan, the original Snake Boy. All of these are people that you've heard on the PDX Bluescast. In addition, Whit Draper, who's a fantastic guitarist, and Fred Anderson, another acoustic guy who has not been on the show yet, but maybe we can do something about that. That's going from 2 to 10 p.m. At the Sweet Home on Sandy on Saturday night. And yes, it conflicts with the 20th anniversary party, but you could squeeze both of them into that day and feel real special about yourself. going to be tasty music at both locations. And, you know, there's going to be tasty music, skillful, joyful, upbeat blues music all weekend and the rest of the week. And you know the drill. Get out there and hear it. That's the best way to hear this music. And it's the best way to let these people know that you appreciate it, both the artists and the venues. So get out there and support the music. I know you won't regret it. With that, I apologize. I know I said I wasn't going to talk very much. I said something like that, right? But the cold has got me delirious, and I talked. So if it was too much, I apologize. But for now, I will stop. I look forward to seeing you next week. I look forward to my voice sounding normal again. And until that time, I'm Pat McDougall, your host for PDX Bluescast. Thank you so much for listening, and keep the blues alive.